I'm Tom Chandler, and this is the session for Are We Ready? The Use of Health Informatics Information Technology in Emergency Preparedness. And I'm kind of going to be wearing two hats today. I'm going to be a moderator and a presenter, so it might be like, it's time to stop your presentation. No, it's not. Yes, it is. We'll see how it goes. And it looks like we're going to have a really interesting session. There's a lot of new innovative approaches that are going to be discussed here. Some of the interesting tidbits, we'll be discussing asynchronous technologies that can make the public health workplace more efficient, new ways to visualize information, and ways that learners can practice at their own pace in asynchronous environments. So without further ado, I will introduce the first speaker, which is Dr. Tam Nguyen. And this is entitled The Use of Social Media and Smartphones by Disaster Volunteers in the Veterans Health Administration.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Halloween, by the way. I thought I might see some in costume today. I was thinking if I should come in costume today, but I guess it was good I didn't. So I was also asked to just give a little brief introduction to myself. So I work at the National Center for PTSD with the Department of Veterans Affairs in Palo Alto. I do work around disaster mental health dissemination and implementation. I was deployed to Biloxi, Mississippi about 2 years ago with the American Red Cross to do a coping and resiliency workshop for the Vietnamese fisherman community who had been impacted by the Gulf oil spill. And I'm going to be talking a bit about a study that we did last year, doing a big survey of the disaster volunteer group within the VA. Okay, I'm sure I can get this to work. Is it just this? Okay. So I was told that I had to read this very carefully. So the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months, and I have no relationships to disclose. I also wanted to acknowledge all of the folks that worked with me on this study. They were, without them, I probably would not have been able to have completed it, and so I really appreciated all of their assistance and guidance in this project. So just a quick reminder, hopefully by the end of the talk, you'll be able to identify and compare use of social media and smartphones among disaster volunteers. You'll also be able to get a sense of the acceptability of implementing social media and smartphones in disaster relief work, and possibly describe some of the applications of social media and smartphones in this work. So the first handheld phone or mobile phone was introduced in 1974 by Motorola. It first became commercially available in 1984, and it weighed about 2.2 pounds or 1 kilogram. And so as we all know, I have two mobile phones myself, and I imagine many of us have at least one. So we've made lots of advancements since the mobile phone or the handheld phone was first introduced. And since then, we're now able to do many things on our mobile phones, or what we call our smartphones. We can text message, we can take photos, we can look at apps, we can go online. Lots and lots of cool things that we can do on smartphones. And additionally, in about the 1990s, as you all know, social media became a huge thing. First started with websites like Friendster and GeoCities, and Facebook became one of the largest sort of social media sites that we all know, and now there's like 9 billion users all over the world, and we spend 22% of our time on social media sites when we go on the internet. So just lots of other types of social media that we all use. And one of the great advantages of social media is that we're able to connect with each other regardless of where we are and communicate with one another, whether it's in our own social network groups or other groups that we decide that we want to engage in. So they have it for different age groups, for different populations, different interests. As I was putting this together, I realized there are a bunch for kids now that Disney put on. I don't have any kids yet, so I didn't realize that they have so many for children where they can download music, connect with their friends. So lots and lots of cool things and ways for us to stay connected with each other. Going back. And just this idea that perhaps, you know, given that we spend so much of our time on the computer and using social media site, and that is such a great resource as a way for us to stay connected to each other, and that there are many applications of social media and different types of ways where, you know, now companies use it to advertise, folks, you know, you go shopping on there, all these different applications of it, and perhaps there's an argument for an application of it with emergency management, especially given that the goal of emergency response or disaster relief work is to really coordinate and integrate activities necessary to build, sustain, and improve the capability to mitigate against, prepare for, or respond to a threatened disaster, whether it's natural, an act of terrorism, or any other man-made disasters. I was actually just on Twitter yesterday, given Hurricane Sandy, and I was reading about this firefighter in New York City who had stayed on Twitter for 24 hours because people couldn't get into calls into 911. The lines were always busy, and she was sort of passing along these messages, people that were trapped in their homes or looking for others. And so already you can see sort of this application of it in these kinds of situations. And I wonder if there could be more of a systematic way of integrating social media and smartphone use into emergency management, although there's sort of this natural evolution of it already as we see it happening. Oh, wrong way. And of course, you know, one of the things with emergency management is that communication is vitally important because we want to be able to identify needs as quickly as we can and then allocate resources appropriately based on those needs. So the survey that I'm going to be talking about, or the study I'm going to be talking about, is a workforce survey of the Disaster Emergency Medical Personnel System. So it's the emergency workforce within the VA that includes both all the volunteers, and it's anyone in the VA system who would like to sign up to be a volunteer for disaster response work. So there were 8,250 volunteers as of September 2011. So the list is updated annually, and at the time in which we administered the survey, there were over 8,000 participants in the system. And we wanted to look at the use of social media and smartphones among disaster first receivers. So this is different than first responders. The first receivers are volunteers receiving evacuees from a disaster site. We were interested in looking at just, you know, to what extent are volunteers using social media and smartphones now, and whether or not it would be something that would be acceptable and to incorporate or integrate in a systematic way into disaster response work. And so we had 2,385 completed surveys, and that gave us a 29% response rate. Just to kind of give you a sense of the folks who responded, there were roughly 56% who were female, 44% who were male, and about, I would say, over about 70% of the volunteers or respondents were 41 years old or above, primarily Caucasian or white, and about the majority of them had either some type of degree, whether it was an AA or a BA or a BS degree. And nursing was the most represented profession within the sample. Okay. We also asked about how long they had been a participant in DEMS. So about 80% had been in DEMS for at least a year, 14% in less than a year, and only about 21% were in for greater than 5 years. And of those that respond, 17 have been deployed to a disaster site, and the most common was Hurricane Katrina, followed by Hurricane Ike and Hurricane Rita. And we also asked whether they had refused deployment, and 3% had reported refusing deployment. We also asked why, and many of the reasons were health-related reasons and also reasons related to getting permission from their supervisors or managers to leave for deployment. But none of them were related to sort of not an interest in wanting to go. Actually, one of the questions we also asked as part of the survey is, other need or other comments, and many folks were saying, I'd like to get deployed. And it's just one of those things where it's not really up to us, right? If it happens, one of those things. Okay. So we asked, one of the first questions we asked is, which social media sites do you visit or belong to? And as you can see, 68% reported that they visited Facebook. And again, it's not going to add up to 100 because we asked them to check all that they all the ones that they visited, followed by some other social media site. And as you saw on the other slide, there were lots and lots of other social media sites that we didn't ask about. YouTube was 20%. LinkedIn was 16%, and Twitter was 9%. How often do you check social media sites? And it looks like about 35% visit it once a day. Only 2% visit hourly. And now I know I have it on my cell phone, and so I'm probably one of those 2% that visits it hourly. 20%, this was actually a little surprising to me, said they never visit social media sites, and then 23% once per week. We also asked how important social media sites were to their work, or checking about the perceived importance. 54% said not at all, and 22% were sort of, you know, didn't really fall in either areas. 12% said slightly important, 8% moderately important, and 5% said it was very important to their work. And I'll talk a bit about why I think it sort of fell out this way in a bit. How often do you check? Oh, I think I keep going backwards. And then we also asked about smartphones and the types of smartphones that folks owned. So 24% had an Android, 19% with the iPhones. You can see the BlackBerry is 17%, iPads, and then others are roughly the remaining 12%. Then we also asked, do you use your smartphones to access social media sites? And 60% said no, they do not. And 41% said they do. Now, that doesn't fit into 100. I'm not sure why that is. So, as you can see, Facebook was the most visited social media site, followed by YouTube and LinkedIn. One-third of volunteers visited social media sites once a day. 20% perceived it to be slightly to moderately important, and 5% very important. And the remaining half thought it wasn't important at all to their work. And the more important part here, I think, is that 60%, we wanted to get a sense of how many people actually use smartphones to access these different applications, and roughly 60% said they do not. And one of the things that I thought about as we looked at these results was, one, within the VA anyways, we have a lot of security restrictions. So even though now we've been given permission, and the VA actually has its own Facebook page and its own Twitter account and those types of things, when I go to access Facebook, I often get a little warning sign that I'm accessing a website that's outside of our sort of security area, and do I still want to enter? And even if I say yes, sometimes it won't allow me to go there. And so I think one of the reasons that perhaps folks within the DEM system respondent may not be as important is that it's not something that's easily accessible when we're at work to access these social media sites. What the VA has done is actually created their own types of social media sites. We have a site called Yammer, which is like Facebook, where you can join groups, you create a profile, you indicate what your interests are, and then you link yourself to different groups, and people sort of comment on it. But it's not, it hasn't really sort of taken up the way some of the other Facebook or some of the other social media sites have. And so I do think that that's one of the reasons why perhaps it hasn't penetrated this sample or population in the same way, because it's much more difficult to use within the VA than it would be outside, perhaps. In 5 minutes. Wow. Okay. So as you can see, social media was widely used, but more than half indicated that it wasn't important to their work. And I think one of the reasons is because it's not easily accessible. And there's lots of people have smartphones, but they're not really using smartphones to access social media sites. And so some implications for disaster response. I think about it in sort of four stages in terms of the DEMS or the DEMS volunteer group, in that there's an engagement phase where folks sort of are first sign up to volunteer, and we're thinking about how to keep them engaged in this, because one of the complaints is I'd like to be deployed, but it's not something we can really artificially create for that if there is a natural situation, we'll do that. But in other times, there's long laps of times in which they're participating in this, and there's not really anything that they're actively doing. And so using social media to maintain motivation and enthusiasm in the group and keeping them informed via updates is one way of using it. And then during the training, currently we have online training, we also have field training, and there's only actually a small subgroup of folks who actually get to participate on the field training. And so perhaps using developing applications so that skills can be retained over, again, this long lapse of periods between trainings or actual deployment experiences can be a great use of mobile applications. And then in actual deployment situations, again, it's ways of saying, you can use that the social media to be connected with each other, stay connected with leadership and the public, locating resources, and also if you've already downloaded certain apps, you can use apps like the Psychological First Aid app to help you as you're in the deployment. And then for post-deployment, again, it's about you can use applications to help practice self-help care and stay connected with the disaster volunteer group. One of the biggest responses that we got in sort of just open-ended responses is that I don't really know what's going on in the system. And so if we have these social media sites and have people join these groups, and they can kind of stay connected with each other, and that way they'll feel like they're more a part of it, I think, because of the nature of the work. And so there's some applications, I think, in the different phases of disaster response that potentially could make use of social media and smartphones. And that's my contact information.